Right. I noticed that. That might be something that we can help you with as well. Let me grab Nadine. I'll get the pricing and any details too. Hang on here.
Hi, Devin. How are you? Happy Friday.
Good.
Awesome. You're welcome. I understand you're working, so I'm going to respect your time. Okay. I know that you were talking with Tara, my representative, and she does a wonderful job outlining the basics of our program. And in fact, she was requesting a new in business rate for you. I don't know if she mentioned my name is Nadine, so I'm the one that handles pricing and details. And so,
okay, awesome.
I do see she notated that you're targeting a 10-mile radius. That's for potential jobs that come your way. So kind of keeping it pretty local, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. And then I know you had a concern that you didn't have a website. I didn't find one for you, so but I'm sure you might have some pictures, maybe a few of some of the work that you've done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, do you ever go on Facebook at all? Whether it's one for the business that you set up or a personal page?
Just a personal page, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what I would recommend for you, Devin, is our Platinum package, because that package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. And currently we're looking for a business that's a good fit. We want to work with a company with a good reputation online, can handle more business. And so I actually found that you have 5 out of 5-star reviews, what appeared to be an Angie's Leads. I don't know if this is current or not. But you have some great reviews on there that I read. And so that's the kind of company we're looking to work with. Now, once we begin to work with you on that first page, we close out the category. So meaning we're not going to then turn around and sign up your competitors. Does that kind of make sense so far?
So you just like pick a few people here and there? Or...
Not necessarily. So when there's a position that opens up on the first page of Google, our job, well, my reps, is to find a company that's a good fit. So when Tara messaged me, she's like, listen, I have a gentleman on the line. I feel that he qualifies for this position. Can you talk to him? So once you and I talk and we kind of go over the price and details, and if you feel like, hey, this is a good fit and it's something I want to move forward with, I'm going to chat my representatives and I'm going to let them know, stop calling out. We filled the position with the company already. In other words, we work with one business per industry per area. So you're not going to be sharing those calls with other, like you're not sharing your spot with other businesses, because we would only be working with you in your territory for the services that you offer. We work with many businesses throughout the United States, but for your particular category, they're within your territory, you would be the only one that we would be working with if you chose to move forward. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay.
What we mean by exclusive?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So
are
you guys like an advertisement company then?
We are a Google channel partner. So our company is called Local Splash. And what we do is we assist businesses like the general public, like yourselves, with placement on Google. And when I'm talking about the placement on Google, it's in the local map where 90% of those searches will start and stop on the first page. So to give you an example, right, let's say someone's looking for excavating, right? I believe you also do like major grading, resloping, land clearing, I'm assuming too?
Yeah.
Okay. So when someone's in need of any of those services, they're typically going to start that search on Google. They're going to go to the search bar. They're going to type in what they're looking for. They're going to get in the search results, this map appearing with the little red dots, and then they're going to find the businesses that are listed right below it. They're going to start calling those businesses that they see there to find themselves a company that can come out, give them an estimate, and choose someone to do the work. Our goal, our job, is to always make sure that your company appears there at the moment when someone is performing that search, that you're there to capture the call, a live call coming directly to you. So it's not going to be leads being sent to you. I don't know if you're on a pay-per-lead program with Angie's, but I know they run like a pay-per-lead and an opportunities, right? Typically, they'll send you information and telling you, here's a potential client. in need of your services, right? So typically what you got to do is then stop what you're doing, get on the phone and call them, right? Which isn't a bad thing. I know that they kind of tell you, like, get on that call right away when you get the lead. So they charge you for every single lead, right? But that lead that you're receiving, they're also sending it to, like, I don't know, maybe two or three other businesses. So you guys are all sharing the same lead. And this is why they tell you when you get the lead, you need to call them right away. Because you're kind of beating the other one to the phone, if that makes sense. And again, it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just their process, the way they have it set up. So what we do is we create this profile page for you on Google that will appear when someone's searching for your services, because they won't even need to know you by name, right? They're going to find you by the services that you offer. They'll see your phone number listed there, and it's a click to call number. So when they click on it, they're calling your phone. They're not calling us, Local Splash. They're calling you. So that's why I'm saying it's a live direct call from the potential client.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long does it take to get on that first page?
Well, and that's a great question. So none of this, Devin, I'll tell you right now, it'll never, ever happen overnight with Google. It's always going to still be a process. But typically, we always say this. 6 to 10 days, is when you're going to receive a PIN code in the mail from Google. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your Facebook page created for your business. Okay. We're going to have you listed on Yelp, Apple as well, Yahoo, Bing. 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive your login credentials so that you can start logging in and tracking your results with us as well. And not just taking our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to see, you know, the services you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results. You can also see how many phone calls you receive from new customers. Within 7 to 14 days, your website would be completed. And your Facebook ads will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Facebook ads are going to help retarget anyone who has done a search on Google for your services, Devin, and even if they didn't call you, but they're on their own Facebook page looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would actually see your ad appear. So Facebook ads, what I love about them is that they're consistently retargeting, reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's the company that offers it, right? So that Facebook ad, they can actually target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And it's a click-to-call ad. Now, as far as the first page placement on Google, we state this in our terms and conditions that it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, and I will say it, sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. But what I always like to say is this. The first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that's not to say you won't get some phone calls. When you're going to feel the strength of the program is going to be in that second month. And you're not being charged per call or per job, because we actually set our cost at a fixed flat rate where the program is month to month and there's no contracts. So it actually allows you to cherry pick the jobs you want to take without having a cost per call. Okay. Does that all kind of make a little bit of sense?
Yeah, I guess now. I guess the question is, what's the nitty-gritty on the price?
I thought I was the only one who ever used that saying, nitty-gritty. Let's get to the nitty-gritty or the meat and potatoes, right? I don't say meat and potatoes this early in the morning because it makes me hungry. No.
Yeah, no kidding. Now you've done it.
Right? So as far as with pricing, I'm going to bring you in our new in business rate, which is going to give you a 50% savings, okay? So what you would be looking at, Devin, is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It will come with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's to cover the programming. So it would make the initial investment for you to get started today $348. But every month after that, Devin, you're only going to be paying $249 a month, again, with no contracts. We actually prefer to earn your business month in and month out. But this will include the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing, We're going to build you the business Facebook page. We're going to run Facebook ads. We're going to include a website. It's actually a customized website to fit your business, where we could add videos, pictures, business logo if you need one. We can even add reviews on there from some of your clients. The website has automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with your ranking, okay? And that'll be attached where we're promoting your company, as well as us listing you on the most, what we consider the five top directories, which would be Google, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing is another one as well, and Apple. So you'll be listed on those. We're going to also include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we will give you exposure on mobile devices. So what that means is if someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet to perform that search, they can still pull you up on the first page of Google. So it's pretty much covering all of your bases.
Okay. And then Does the price vary, like, based off of that 10 miles? If I say, well, let's do, like, 25-mile radius, does the price go up or no?
No. In fact, this particular package, you can go as far as covering 50 miles if you wanted. 50 miles would be the top, what you can cover with this particular platinum package. So whether you want to target 10 miles, 50 miles, if you want to target specific areas, you can do that too. But 50 would be the furthest that it would target. And you can actually change it at any time. So let's just say you started off at 10 miles, right? But then in a month, you're like, you know what? You call our customer service department and you're like, hey, can you guys change my mileage now to 40? I want to target within a 40-mile radius. They can do that too. You can make changes at any time. In fact, Devin, you'll have a team that is dedicated to your account. So when you have an update, change, question, concern, if you feel like running a promotion, changing any of your content, you're going to contact our customer service department here within our company. We don't outsource it. We do it all here within Local Splash. And, I mean, we're here to assist you with all of it. I'm just what's considered the lead on the account. But, I mean, we're here to manage everything for you. So this way you can focus on your jobs.
Okay, yeah. And then how did you guys find me?
That's a great question. So when we have a position, right, that opens up on Google, okay, depending on the category and the location, the area where it's located, the position, we have a specific department. It's called an inventory department that creates a list of potential businesses that might qualify, okay? And so our qualifications, as I mentioned earlier, we want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and that, most importantly, can handle more business, right? I mean, in order for all of this to even make sense, you got to be able to take on some work here and there. So what happens is when they create this list, it's because you have some type of online presence. So I found when I did the search for, I searched by your phone number, I searched by even your company name, right? What I had found, there was a couple of small directories. One was called Bizipedia. There was another one that was called Manta. And then I also found your Angie's. It's on your Angie's where you have the five-star reviews, right? So that's what we looked for. On the other two directories, I mean, there really wasn't much information. It was just like minimal, right? But because of the fact that on your Angie's you had five-star reviews, that alone, and I'll tell you, I mean, honestly, when I read those reviews, I'm like, okay, I was very satisfied with the quality of his work. He was accommodating to my time needs, pleasant to be around, and very hardworking. Highly recommend. Devin was very understanding of what I needed. I mean, these are just two. Okay. And then I even think you have some photos on your Angie's, and I'm looking at the work, right? So just alone with those reviews of what I've read and the pictures that I've seen, I think for the most part, at the very least, we can agree that, you know, you've been providing a quality type of service. I know the business hasn't been around for a complete year yet, but I don't know, Devin, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you have more experience in the industry?
Yeah, so I've been doing it for 10 years. I just more recently decided to start going out on my own. Just made more sense if I'm running the jobs and scheduling and putting out the bids and basically running the company. I might as well be doing it myself. You know?
Right? Make your own money, your own hours. I agree.
Right.
Wow. Well, good for you. So then that's why you decided to kind of branch out on your own. I mean, you were already doing it anyways, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah,
now it's time to be your own boss. Well, good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. How do you like the Angies? Devin, if you don't mind me asking, have you only been with them for a short time or?
It's kind of hit or miss. I mean, their categories, I don't think they're very strict with their categories.
Okay.
So I'll get, like, grading jobs will come through, but it's actually somebody just wants, like, some weeds cut.
Oh, I see. So it's like, categorized as a grading job, but it's really just they're wanting their weeds cut. Okay. Yeah, that's a big difference, so right?
Yeah, and then it's goofy, and then they don't always require people to enter in details. So you'll have something come through, and they'll charge you $50 for it. You'll have no idea what it is, and you'll call the person, and they're just looking for, like, some price check on concrete or something. So it's kind of hit or miss. You know, you get a lot of good jobs that'll come through that are worth looking, and then you'll have some that it's kind of like, why did this land here?
Yeah. So are you doing then the pay per lead or the opportunities?
I think you have to do both.
Oh, really?
But you have to pick an area and those leads will automatically come through.
Okay.
And then the opportunities, that's like outside of like the zip code that you put in. So then you choose to accept it, and then, yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of hit or miss, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great directory. You definitely do need to know how to work their system, or else if you don't, you can end up with a bunch of lead costs and no conversions to jobs, right? And, I mean, there's pros and cons of it. I would never badmouth them because, like I said, we work with a lot of their clients, too, that are happy with their services. And, I mean, some that weren't, you know. So it's kind of like a hit or miss, like you said. As long as you know how to manage your leads, I mean, you should be fine. And, you know, you do have the ability to pause those leads when you need to as well. I know sometimes it's only like 48 hours from what I've heard from other business owners that use them. Unless if you actually go on the site or call them, then they can go ahead and, they can go ahead and then put it for a little longer pause time for you. But, you know, I mean, I'll tell you this, Google, if you're looking to have, and I don't want to mislead you either. We're not talking about you being overwhelmed, you know, with a bunch of calls and jobs in one day, right? It's going to be a steady flow of quality type of clients. But the beauty of it is that because you're not charged per call or per job, it allows you to cherry pick, Devin, the jobs that you want to take, right? And I feel I mean, you could be very selective too. And that's why I feel like with it being a month-to-month program, and I mean, there's no contracts, I feel it's something you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot, Devin. This way we can prove it to you. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been wanting to get on Google and start finding other ways to advertise. I talked to one guy and he's paying like $1,700 a month just to be on the front page of Google.
And you know what? I'll tell you what. It's probably because he's trying to get you to run Google ads. And I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to have a better conversion rate, Devin, with the Facebook ads as opposed to Google ads. And I say that because of you being a new business. You don't need to be investing that amount of money right now with your company being so new. I'm going to be honest, right? Are you like a one-man show or do you have a couple of guys that work with you?
So there's me, and I'm the only one in my company, but there's a couple guys that have their own businesses and will contract each other out.
Oh, that's good.
As opposed to, like, instead of hiring an employee and then having the insurance and trying to keep them busy and all that other mess, you know, we just contract each other out, and then we all carry our own insurance, and it's just a
good
lot.
Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome then. Okay, perfect. I say that because, again, this is where this program's going to really benefit you, because even for you having, like, where you could subcontract, this is where it's going to help as well. Because it's not like, you know, you're having to hire a whole bunch of guys, right? And then now you got to kind of cover the overhead on that too, right? Because it could get a little tricky. So, yeah, I definitely think you're a really great fit for this position. And like I said, it's a month-to-month program. I mean, the only thing we're going to ask from you, Devin, is at least stick it out 2 months. You know, we'll call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. The day you ever decide you just want to part ways, you call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't get charged. And we part as friends. We don't hold you hostage or nothing like that, okay?
Okay.
So what's the what would be the best email for you, Devin? Because this is actually where we would send correspondence from us, and it's where we also send your receipt. And you always want to save any receipts for marketing, business cards you might, you know, get, T-shirts, whatever, because that's all a tax write-off. Okay?
Right.
So what would be the best email for you?
GodellDevin at Yahoo, GodellDevin.
Okay, at Yahoo?
Yep. And then I know Angie Lee has the business name as Devin Godell, but it's actually Excavation Experts.
Excavate. I love that. How come they didn't put that?
I don't know. I told them that, and then they sent another paper out, and they said, sign that paper, and they'll get it changed, and then I signed it. And they never changed anything, and I was like, well, doesn't seem to be making that big of a difference, I guess.
Yeah, well, I will definitely tell you this. That's one of the things that we go over with you, too. What's the phone number you want listed on Google? How do you want us to list the company name? Because we want to make sure everything is listed accurately across the board, okay? So I'm glad that you confirmed that with me as well, because that's part of the process that I ask anyways.
Right.
So right now, Devin, what I'm sending you over are 2 emails, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, which is me. The first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and it's going to have everything outlined that I mentioned to you, the price being $249 month-to-month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So that's why it would be $348 for you to get it started today, and then every month after, as you know, you'll only be paying $249 a month. That price will never change. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, you get 100 phone calls, 50 phone calls, you land a job for $20,000. It's always going to be $249, okay? So that's why I send that in writing.
Cool.
Now, the second email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So as I mentioned to you earlier, you're going to have that customized tracking and reporting system. So it just kind of gives you an overview of how the reporting system will look so you kind of have an idea, okay? So I just sent those 2. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, Devin, can you also receive text messages to this phone number?
I can, yes.
Okay, perfect. So on the bottom of the emails that I sent you, you're also going to have my contact information. However, I'm going to send you these 3 text messages. Once you receive all 3, please confirm that with me so I can make sure you got all 3 of them. So the first text that you're going to be receiving is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Now, although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I want you to have my information for your records, okay? And then this second message is going to have the number to our customer service department. So I mentioned to you earlier that you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account here within our company. Any time that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 1 hour ahead of us, right, because you're on Mountain Time. So we're always here for you, okay, from 8 to 5. We're always here for you, 8 to 5. Do you guys do the time change too or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Arizona does it, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they got rid of it?
I think so. Yeah. I know either Arizona or Vegas, one of those two.
Wow.
They actually voted us to still keep the time change. I feel like they should do the time change already, because I'm going to tell you, it's still dark when I get up in the morning. The lights
right.
on. And
yeah,
then
I didn't know you could just vote it out.
Yeah, they were trying to vote it out in California, but yeah, it didn't pass.
Huh.
Right?
Well,
now, this last one, I know, this last one that I'm sending you is going to have a link, Devin, to a YouTube video. And the video, I'm going to say it's about 6 minutes long. So when you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. And I promise you it's nothing like complicated, but I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay. So I just sent all three. Did you get all three of them, Devin?
Yeah, I got 3 texts and 2 emails.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Now, I have your first name, and this is just for the account purpose. It doesn't show up anywhere on Google. I have Devin, D-E-V-I-N, and then your last name, is it Godell, G-O-D-E-L-L?
That's it.
Okay. And then let's see here. So the phone number that you want listed for the business, and this would also be the best number for us to contact you at, is that going to be the 970-290-2923?
Yeah, and then if I decide to get a business loan, can I change that at any point
Absolutely.
In time?
Absolutely. You just give us a call so that way we can update it. Yeah, not a problem.
Okay,
awesome. Now, you mentioned that the company name should read as Excavation Experts, correct? That's how you want it to read. Okay. Now, Google's going to be sending out this PIN code to you in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. And the PIN code, it'll actually say Google at the top. This PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So I noticed Angie's, and I really don't know why they ever put addresses on there, but there's an address that shows 286 Ryeville Avenue in Loveland, and it's 80537. Is that the address that you want them to mail it to?
Yeah.
Because they'll send it by mail. Okay. And is this by chance like your residence where you reside?
It is, yeah.
Okay. The reason that I ask is because we're going to make sure that your address is hidden. That address will not show up anywhere on Google. No one needs to know where you live at. Okay? So we're going to hide the address.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Now, Devin, we're going to go over the billing, okay? And before I process the payment, I'm going to be walking you through, it's called a 90-second voice verification. The reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And what it's going to do is just going to outline our service agreement, added form of protection for you as well, that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Devin, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and you just stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it, okay? Now, I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, so we're going to do this first, and then we'll take the billing information, okay? So okay. I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Excavation expert.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Devin Godell, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Devin, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind that we might call you with an update, right, on your account. We know sometimes you're in the middle of a job and you can't pick up the call. All we ask from you, Devin, is to respond within 24 hours, okay? Now, I also want you to keep in mind that when you have more presence online, you might get a company calling you trying to sell you another type of online product, right? They're not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month. So even if someone calls you saying you needed to pay $5, disconnect that call. Don't give them any money. Disconnect the call, take down the phone number, and call us immediately because it's not us calling you. Okay?
Okay.
So just be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I'm going to explain this one anyways, okay? Only because I typically do. And I heard a little hesitation, so I just want to make sure you understand what this one means. What we're saying here, Devin, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call, so that we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service, okay? We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So in other words, let's say you called us and you said, hey, I'm going to be doing some Facebook ads. We're going to tell you don't do it. We're already running Facebook ads for you. So this is going to save you money, okay? Make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything I'm not allowed to do?
Oh, no. Not at all. Like, we're aware that you're doing Angie's. That's got nothing. Angie's isn't associated with us. But, yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want. I would just say that before you do, just make sure you call us because let's say you were running Facebook ads and you didn't tell us, right? Not only are you spending more money because we're already including Facebook ads, but now you're also running them on your end, so you're spending more money. But also, that can hurt you instead of helping you with your marketing. So that's why we just say, just call us to give us a heads up, okay? But, yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want. We're never going to tell you, oh, no, you can't do additional marketing, but we're just going to say, like, if it's something we're already doing, we're going to say, oh, Devin, don't do it because we already, like, for example, Yelp. We don't do Yelp ads, but we create you that Yelp profile. So if you were to call and say, hey, I'm gonna sign up with Yelp, we're going to say, well, we already created you a profile, so there's no need, you know? So it's going to save you money. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 13th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $348. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Devin, is that your second payment will be charged on the 13th of November, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. So this will be a recurring payment. What that means, Devin, is when your term's completed, your agreement's just going to automatically renew each month on the 13th day, in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is 877-635-6225. That's the number that I texted you. Now, we do ask that if you choose to cancel or pause your account, that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't get charged. So all you know is that you got to call 3 business days before the 13th if you need to pause it or cancel it. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today, Devin, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
So it'll be in my name.
Okay. And how does your name read on there? Is it just Devin Godell, or is there like a middle initial?
I believe there's a middle initial. I'll have to go look at it real quick.
Okay. And while you're doing that, Devin, I want to look at the calendar. So we're going to schedule a client interview for you. This is where the magic is going to happen. We're going to block out an hour. You're going to speak with one of our technicians. They're going to go over your website, your Facebook ads. They're going to go over more in detail. I want to schedule that at a time that's convenient for you. How does your schedule look for today? And I can kind of see what we have on the schedule. If we can do it today, I would suggest it, only because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving too. So I have appointments available for today, and let me know if any of these times work for you, okay? I have an appointment available today from 12 to 1, and this is based off of your time, okay? I have a 12 to 1, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. And I also have one that's, I also have one 11 to 12. I don't know, do any of those times work for you?
You don't do weekends by chance, do you?
No, we don't. But if today doesn't work, then we can look at Monday's schedule.
And you didn't have anything from 4 to 5, right?
No. In fact, we're like completely booked solid. Let me see. Let me ask somebody. Let me see if there's any chance they can squeeze you in. Give me 1 second. It doesn't hurt to ask, right?
Yeah.
Like my mom says, closed mouth doesn't get fed. Let me see.
Exactly.
I just asked right now the manager over there to see if there's any, because sometimes someone might, it'll show that the calendar's full, but it could be on their end that they might be able to squeeze someone in. So I'm asking him, because I know 4 to 5 right now is completely booked solid, but I mean, again, it doesn't hurt for me to ask.
Right.
So we'll see what
he says. Ideal, because I'll get off of work at about 3:30.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So that would be perfect. That would be an ideal time for you. In the meantime,
yeah,
let's also go over a couple of notes. You said that, did you check the card? Does it have your middle initial or no?
Shoot. I'm still kind of trying to clear something out. We've got trucks running today.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
So I'm trying to keep the entrance clear.
Oh, multitasking?
If you don't load right by the entrance, if I don't smooth that out, then the other trucks can't get in.
Oh, no, no, no. It's okay. In the meantime, let's at least start going over some of your notes while I'm waiting for him to respond. These are just going to be basic
okay.
notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from. Okay? So when we're talking about your services, the obvious is excavating, right? What else do you want
yeah.
me to notate on here so that way they know where to start from?
We'll do excavation, the grading,
uh-huh.
commercial buildings, commercial work.
Commercial work,
water
okay.
line, water line repair, replacement.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay,
French,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, got a little bit of everything in there.
Okay,
and then
you were mentioning something about trench?
Yeah, so the trenchless
okay.
water line repair, that seems to be taken off lately.
Trenchless water line repair. Okay.
Yeah. And
awesome.
That's more of a residential thing, and then line boring.
Line what?
Boring.
Boring, okay.
B-O-R-E.
Okay. I see, okay, so let me tell you, I see there's site grading on your Angies, and there's
yeah.
sewer and manhole installation. Is that another one?
Yeah, that... concrete prepping.
Okay.
And then septic system.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a moneymaker there, huh?
Yeah. But I guess foundations.
Foundations?
I don't know if they're excavating, but... cover that in people's thoughts.
Yeah, but if someone's looking for that specific keyword, that's something you would definitely want to be found for, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so let me put that there.
I guess retention ponds.
Retention? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Let me... Yay! Okay, hold on real quick before we go there.
Yep.
Okay, he just told me yes, so I'm going to squeeze you in. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just want to make sure I put you there before someone snags it from me because I just asked my manager, can we please squeeze him in? So he's like, yes, go ahead. I'm like, sweet.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm scheduling your client interview and then we'll go back to your keywords and stuff, the notes. But I just want to kind of go over, you're going to be receiving this email for your calendar invite. Okay. You don't need to do anything with it, Devin. It's just letting you know that they're going to be calling you today between 4 and 5 o'clock. Now we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Okay. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, let's just say, right, we call you and you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and just say, can you call me back or 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay. We just want to make sure that you keep this appointment. And we'll send you even a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in case it slips your mind. Okay? So I just sent you the calendar invite on that. Awesome. Yes. I'm so glad we were able to get you there. Okay. Now I feel better. Because I always like to do it, if not the same day, by the following. But because we're not here on the weekends, and then we're pushing it to Monday. And I don't want to – Monday to me is just like we're missing 2 days here. Let's get it done. You know, the sooner the better.
No,
I'm one of those. I'm like, let's just do it. I'm like that with anything, even in my own personal life. I'm just like, if we can get it done now, let's just handle it, you know? Okay, so let me just put here on your reminder as well. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go back over the just some of the services that I have listed so far, and then we'll go from there, okay? So here's what I listed. I put excavation, grading, commercial work, water line repair replacement, trenchless water line repair, line boring, concrete preparing. I put sewer and manhole installation, septic systems, site grading, because that's another way people search as well, foundations, anything else that I'm missing. And then they're going to go over way more with you in detail this afternoon.
Okay. No, I think that's the majority of it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as, and it's not a requirement, I just ask out of habit, are you licensed and insured? I heard you say insured. Are you licensed or is that not required in your area?
So I've talked to a few guys,
uh-huh,
and they say that there's really no licenses to get.
Right.
So I haven't talked to the state or anything like that.
Okay. But you did mention you're insured, right?
So I've talked to insurance companies. I was waiting until, like, I actually get a few jobs going.
Uh-huh.
That way, to start the insurance, that way I'm not paying for, like, a month ahead of time.
Right.
But I have a job coming up, I think, in 2 weeks. So I was going to go ahead and get the insurance policy going.
Okay. So what I'm just going to put on here, I'm just going to put in process. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. All right. Now, Facebook. So we're going to create your business Facebook page through your personal page, Devin. No one is going to see your personal page. The only reason that it's created like that, they're all created like that, is because so this way you have access to it, okay? So how do I find you on Facebook? Are you just by your first and last name?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
I believe it's me in a white t-shirt with my kiddo in the background.
All right. Let me see if I can... Did you go to Mountain View High School?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You were, like, the first one that came up. Well, dang, Harvard. That was quick. Oh, that's your daughter? How sweet.
Yeah.
I also see, like, a picture of a dog, too, right?
Yeah, the little husky on the cover.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful dog. Oh. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me just let them know that you have your own Facebook page. Now, you mentioned you do have some pictures of work. I saw those on Angie's. What about a business logo, Devin? Do you want us to create one for you, or do you have one by chance?
So I went through that brand crowd and made one.
Okay.
And then I realized that seems like everybody is using the brand crowd. So I don't know. It's not going to cost extra for you guys to make one, is it?
No, not at all. It won't even cost you more. We'll include it. So let me have them make you one, right? And you can give them some ideas, you know, and let us create you one. If you like it, great. If you don't, you don't have to go with it. Totally up to you. But it's not going to cost you additional. So let me just put on here, has photos, needs business logo. Okay. And then, let's see here. Now, you do have this option, okay? It doesn't cost you additional. We can add a tracking number. So instead of us listing your physical phone number on Google, right, we could put a tracking number that is actually going to be linked to your phone. And it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages, you could even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there? Or, Devin, do you want us to add a tracking number? It's totally up to you. And it's not an additional cost.
And it doesn't affect the people trying to get a hold of me?
Nope, because I'll give you an example. Let's say the number's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? Let's say that's the number, right?
Yeah.
When, or 7, 8, 9, 0. Okay, so when they call that number, when they click on to call it, it's going to ring to your phone still. So what it does, it just, it kind of prevents also from you getting these spam calls, because when it's your actual physical phone number, it does kind of make you more prone to getting a spam call. However, even if you don't do it now, let's say you're like, Nadine, just put my phone number on there for now. We can do that. And let's say later on you decide you want the tracking number, just let us know and we'll add the tracking number. It's not going to, it still won't cost you more money. It's free. Okay.
Okay, and it doesn't look like tacky on a web page or nothing?
No. No, not at all, because it'll be like a tracking number. It's not going to look like a weird number. I could put maybe and then have the technician talk to you a little bit more about it if you'd like. And
yeah,
then you can decide then.
I'd say we'll see what that does.
So do you want me to put yes or put maybe on there and have them talk to you a little bit more about it?
We'll do the maybe.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put maybe, and I put for them to talk to you a little bit more about it. Okay? And then,
okay.
Let's see here. Now, I know earlier we had talked you were covering 10 miles, but how far do you want to start targeting? Like, where do you want to start for now? At the 10 miles, or?
We might as well go with the 50. I mean,
the
50?
Yeah, we can do 50. And if you need to scale it back, we can scale it back. Not a problem. Okay? And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer text messages, emails, phone calls, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer when we're communicating with you?
Phone and text.
And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Lately I've been doing every day, so.
Okay. Well, what would you typically like for me to list, like, I mean, say, like, phone hours? Although, you know, sometimes people are going to call you after hours. Even if you put 5 o'clock,
right.
They might call you at 6. But just to kind of give them an idea, I mean, do you want me to put 24/7?
We can do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I hope you spend, you know, at least one day off to recuperate. Okay, so 7 to 7. And if at any time we need to change it, don't worry about it, Devin. We can make the changes, okay? That's never going to be a problem. And changes don't cost you anything.
Okay.
We just modify. And then what are your forms of payments that you accept? Do you take cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Apple Pay?
So far it's just been check. Yeah, I guess cash, check, card.
Okay. Oh, you do card too? Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So I got all those notes, and then we just have to do the billing, process the payment, and then I just go over the receipt with you and we're all done.
Okay.
Okay. My Apple Watch is talking to me again. Every time I turn my wrist a certain way. Okay. And then I just need the name that's on the card and then the billing address.
So it's Devin G. Godell.
Uh-huh. Okay. Same billing address?
Address. Yeah.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready, Devin?
5156765250400.
Expiration month and year?
0128.
And the CVV code on the back?
643.
Okay. I do also want to put a security question on your account here with us, and it could either be the choice of your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
We'll go with mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was her maiden last name?
Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Okay, perfect. And I'll tell you why we're putting the security question. So, remember I told you earlier, like, you might get a call, someone trying to sell you, like, another type of online product, right? Or even if someone called you to say, oh, you got to pay $5 to verify your profile. How you can identify if it's us calling you or not, okay? Ask them, what is my security question? They're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling, because they'll hang up on you. That's why we put the security question on there. So if anyone ever told you, oh, this is Local Splash, and you weren't sure, always ask, what's my security question? If it's us, we're going to tell you what your security question is. If it's not us, they're going to hang up on you. Okay? So we do it for that reason, just to protect your account here with us as well. Okay? Now, what I'm doing now is I'm just going to be updating your package, and then I'm going to be processing your payment. So in a couple of seconds now, and I'll let you know once it goes through, you're going to get, you're going to check your email, and you can also check your text messages, because we send it to both, your receipt. And what it'll say, it's going to say initial invoice. Okay, so I'll let you know right now once it goes through. Now, when you receive that, I'll need you to open it up, and I'm just going to walk you through it, and another email that we also sent out as well. So part of our process, so that way we can get you verified faster through Google, we're going to be sending you an email that's going to ask you for photographs of certain items. Okay, the more items that you can send pictures of, the better. Okay, so on that email, it's going to ask, send us like a picture of your tools or your equipment. Send us a photo of that or upload it on the hyperlink that we send you. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van showing the license plate. Send us a photo if you have, let's say, well, right now you don't have your insurance or licensing, but even if you registered the business or any documents like that, send us a photo of it if you have it. If you have a business card that you hand out, you know, to potential clients, send us a photo of that. If you use invoicing, right? I don't know what kind of credit card payments you use, like when you're processing payments, but I know like my aunt uses Square and sometimes she can make an invoice. Send us a photo of that, okay? Not with someone's information on it, obviously, but just like a picture. So, and also send us a picture of your workspace. So, like if there's a spot like in your garage where you kind of, you know, hold your stuff, send us a picture of that. The more pictures that you could send us, the better, because this is what we're going to compile for Google to get you verified faster, okay? So if the ones that you don't have, you don't have them, don't worry about it. But whatever ones you do, send them, okay? Now, if you take a look, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, Dear Devin G, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And it would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Okay. I see one that says click here to accept the subscription.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one, my dear. So go ahead and click on that. Now listen, if for some reason, Devin, my phone cuts out on us, I did not hang up on you. I will call you right back, because sometimes it'll like knock me off if I'm on the phone more than an hour. But we're almost done. Okay? So when you click on where it says click here, right, it takes you to a page that says at the top Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? So this is everything that we're doing. So I'm going to go over the services with you. So you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, right? And then, let me go back to this. And then we're going to have the Facebook page access, and you're going to also have access to the Facebook page as well. Okay? Now,
Okay.
Also, you're going to have the custom website, advanced reporting system. It shows you that our process for the, for customer service, our hours, it shows you there.